My story is what we call the new Christmas story. It happened on December 28th of 2010. And Molly, who is our development director, called us and said she had gotten a phone call from somebody from United Way that there was this woman that just came into the States from another country and she had nowhere to go. And they checked other places in Baltimore City, and because it was between Christmas and New Year's, there really was no place else to go. So she called us and said, can she come to the monastery? And we said, sure. And we had done this for other people before, too. So she brings Kayla to the monastery, and she said, and by the way, she's pregnant. I said, oh, okay. So, but she said, don't worry, I can tell she's at least 4 to 6 weeks out, and because Molly is a mother, we said, oh, well, we could trust you. Okay. That was the wrong thing, because her baby, well, she started with contractions and bleeding the first night that she was there at our monastery, and one of the sisters came to get me and said, we're in trouble. I said, call 911. So we called 911, and when I called there, I said, we want to go to Mercy Hospital. And she said, ma'am, we'll decide where she's going to go. I said, fine. Okay, so they get to the monastery, and I did my same routine of, we want to go to, fine. So I went in the ambulance with Kayla and a driver. We go down to the end of our drive, and the driver says to me, I'm new to the area. This is my first day. So you'll have to direct me to Mercy Hospital. I said, yes. Emmanuel, God with us. So we go down the end, and I said, okay, take a left, and then take another left. We're going down to 83, and it was smooth. So we get to the hospital, and the Mercies are very welcoming people. The wheelchair is there, bring her upstairs, and she did not have the baby that day, but it was a great routine. So they checked her out and could see that the baby was right where the baby should have been, and did a lot of different testing, you know, x-rays and so on. So it was a blessed time. So I called Molly and said, guess what? Didn't happen today. So we went back home. And then on January the 6th, which is the Feast of the Epiphany, we go through the same thing again. Bleeding, contractions. I said, this time, I'm not calling 911. We're going to go in the car, Kayla, and we're just going to go down. So hold on. 4 o'clock in the morning, 83. Never knew there were so many holes, so many ruts in 83. And we get down there, and they just whisk her right up to maternity area, and she's crying. Molly now is crying because she came down. And they were just so wonderful to her. And one of the other blessings was there was a woman who was a doctor there, and she happened to speak the same language, the same dialect as Kayla. And so she was really calming her, you know, your mama's here, your grandma's here, it's going to be okay, in that language, I mean, not English. And even though Kayla spoke English, just to hear somebody of your own language was just a fantastic thing. So it took about 6 or 7 hours before she was really ready to deliver. And so they said to us, Molly, you take her and steady her on one side, and sister, you just hold her down on the other side, because we want to just, you know, not any, you know, moving around. So, okay. So Molly's, the blood is going out of her face. And I said, Molly, you have 2 kids. She said, but I've never been at that end. I said, ah, okay. So baby was delivered, little boy, beautiful little boy. they stayed in the hospital a couple of days, and the president of Mercy came down to greet her. And she said, isn't that nice that they come and they greet every new mother and baby? I said, no, they don't do that. They're very nice, but they don't do that. So anyway, Molly, what Calla wanted her to do was, I want to go to the mosque because I want my baby to be blessed. So they stopped by the mosque on the way back to our monastery, and she came back. And you have to know, okay, monastery sisters, they've never been married, they've never had children, so now we have this baby in our home. And it was a thrilling, thrilling experience for all of the community and for everybody that comes to our monastery, that we welcomed this Muslim woman to our home. And in the days before, actually, that she delivered, we had already taken her for a doctor, already had taken her to get her her documents, see whether, you know, she really could be welcomed, you know, safety. It was a safety issue. But we learned so much from being involved in this. And when they were saying about justice and peace, my whole community is like that. Of what does it take in our country right now to welcome people from other countries? And they are a blessing to us. So, so having this Muslim woman who is a devout Muslim, 5 times a day she had brought her prayer rug with her. So guess what? Grandmas would take the baby, rock the baby, put him in the carriage, you know, get him to stop crying, yelling, whatever. And it was just, it touched so many people. I guess I just can't emphasize that enough. Then after that experience, we have had other women that have come, and just for a period of time, we've had 3 other women that have come to our monastery, and they now are married, have children, and stay in relationship with us. And what one of the things we learned was how difficult it is for somebody coming from another country. You know, how to go through the legal system, how to go through insurance. One of the things that we did in that interim between January 1st and when the baby was born was to take her to a food store where she can get her own kind of food, not our food, her own kind of food. You know, but the adaptation that they experience is just incredible. And they only come because of safety. They don't come for a better life. They come for a safe life. And that needs to be remembered. Oh. But I have to say, for some of the sisters, this was, and I said, we're all grandmas, obviously. And when the baby was starting to crawl, would go across the hall because one of our sisters had all these stuffed animals on her bed. And so he knew right away where to go, who was going to take care of him. And then there was another sister who said, well, I'll teach him how to roll over. And you'd have to see this sister. This is the way you do it. You roll over, and then you find your way, and then we get him up. I could tell you so many stories, but I just have 7 minutes to do this. So, but I guessed... that whole sense of Emmanuel, God with us, our Christmas story, I hope you take that home with you, because it's not about a certain tradition. It's about a new way of life. It's about a new way of being and welcoming the stranger into your home. And you never regret it. Amen.